next guest is Mike Taylor, the Chief Executive of Pi Funds. I've invited Mike along because Pi Funds has been doing pretty well out there, but it's going through a lot of change at the moment. And one of its latest innovations, if you like, or newest things it's done, is launched a KiwiSaver fund under the Juno brand. So first, welcome, Mike. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So why KiwiSaver now, so late in the game?
Well, as you say, Pi Funds has been going through a number of positive changes and growth over the years. And for us, it's kind of an evolution. And previously, we felt we weren't ready for KiwiSaver and that we've been looking at it for probably 3 years. And it takes a long time to get a KiwiSaver product up and ready. So literally, that's how long it's taken us to get ready.
So it takes that long. So how long do you think, what is critical mass and how long will it take to get there?
Well, Pi Funds as a business has critical mass. We're beyond that now. And in terms of KiwiSaver, you know, our product is as much about social good as it is about, you know, having lots of funds under management and lots of members.
And so you're taking an approach with your KiwiSaver where you're investing in a small number of big brand companies, is that correct?
Yeah, so it'll be a mixture of what we call household names. And also specific stock selections, which we find.
Yeah, so that's a little bit different to how you've been running the Pi Funds business, isn't it? Which has been very much about finding smaller companies which aren't that well known and have good growth potential.
Yeah, so over the last decade or so, we've found, our original niche was in Australasia, then we've expanded that globally. By and large, it has been small companies.
Yeah, so how do you, is that, you know, why such a sort of change in strategy?
Well, a KiwiSaver product is probably not that well suited to a small cap portfolio.
Just that the volatility?
The volatility, but also you need to be able to have some capacity because most of our small cap strategies are closed. So there's no point having a KiwiSaver fund which can only have 100 million in it. So by having an open size market cap fund, then we can include any company.
And your whole fee approach is quite different as well, because in the past, you know, Pi Funds has done very well, particularly out of performance fees. I mean, you're you're changing your performance fee structure.
Yeah.
But also with Juno, you've got a totally different low fee structure. How, again, you know...
Yeah, so the reason for us doing that is, firstly, what our fee structure is fixed monthly fees, which are set on tiers based on what your balance is. But there are two important thresholds, is that... if you're under 18 or if you've got balance of less than $5,000, we don't charge any fees at all, no management, no admin fees,
that's
nothing.
It's a free KiwiSaver.
It's a free KiwiSaver because, you know, we want KiwiSaver to be for everyone. We want to make everyone an investor. You know, investing is not just for high net worths, and it can be for everyone. And as you know, KiwiSaver may be the only investment that some people have in their whole lives. So for us, we really want to encourage that for those with small balances and for the young. And at the other end of the spectrum as well, having a fixed fee means that as your balance grows, once you hit our top tier, you're not paying any more for the KiwiSaver service.
So do you think advisors will support your product? And if so, why should they support it?
Certainly we're really encouraging children to join KiwiSaver. One of the drawbacks has been the fees will eat away at the $1,000 or $500 in there. So I think advisors should embrace it for children, definitely, and also look at the product for their own clients because, you know, we have a pedigree of producing funds that perform well, and also the fee structure is compelling.
Yeah, and so is it a sort of product where they might then charge your own fee for service on it?
Sure, I mean, that's up to the relationship the advisor has with their client. You know, we support a model where clients pay an advice fee, which is what we have done with our own advice model at Pi, is that you pay for a service.
Yeah. So one of the other changes is you have launched your own, you know,
yes.
And this is a nice little segue into it, you've launched your own wealth business with, I think you've got two AFAs at the moment.
That's correct.
What's the strategy there and how big is that going to get?
We want to have our sort of AFAs relatively boutique, and that is a limited client base that they have to look after. And the main reason for doing it really is that as our overall client base has grown, we noticed that there were a large number of clients who came in and said, oh, can you tell me which fund to go into? Mm. And they really needed advice. So the natural step for us was to hire an AFA to be able to advise clients.
So will they primarily be using PI products, or do they have discretion to go wider than that?
So an approved product list includes non-PI products, mm-hmm. And we think it's healthy to have non-PI products in a client's portfolio. Obviously, if we're looking at a global equity fund and we manage one and it's performed well, then we'll have it in there. Mm. But if we want exposure to bonds or to property, which we don't do, then we'll use external.
So in the spaces where you've got your own product, like equities, obviously, is that you'd expect them to be primarily using PI fund products?
Correct,
Yeah. And how big do you envisage that team being? So where do you think it will be in like 3 years' time?
Look, we'll probably add more advisors. How many, I don't know, but I don't think we're going to be a massive advice.
So do they sit under a QFE or are they just AFAs in their own right?
Just AFAs in their own right.
And so when we go to licensing, will they become? What's your thinking around that?
It's up for review, and I guess we'll look at it.
Coming back to fees, you changed your performance fee structure in PI funds. Can you tell me a little bit about that and why you did it?
The reason I guess we did it is that when PI funds was a small business, managing a relatively small amount of money, that in essence, survival required us to perform extremely well and to generate performance fees.
What a high-risk strategy, wasn't
it? To stay alive.
Yes. But you did it.
We did it. Yeah. I mean, most fund managers wouldn't dream of starting with $3 million under management like we had. And I think, as the industry's matured, we've matured as well in that performance fees are almost, by and large, a thing of the past and maybe in the future.
Is that your thinking? Do you think they will go?
Yeah, I think that's the way it's heading. Yeah. Even hedge funds now struggle to charge the traditional 2 and 20.
What's going to drive that? Is it going to be regulation or just market forces?
I think market forces.
Yeah.
There doesn't seem to be an appetite for regulators to impose fixed fees from what I could gather. Mm. So therefore, it comes down to market forces, yeah.
So you're trying to sort of shake the industry up a little bit? Mm.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah. I guess we've always seen ourselves as an underdog and a bit of a disruptor in what we've done, so we're continuing in that vein.
Mm. And so what next for PI Funds?
Oh, I think, as you alluded to, there's been quite a lot on this year, so we've got to bed down our growth that we've put in place, and we've got a wealth division, we've got a KiwiSaver, we've got PI Funds itself that's doing really well, so there's plenty on.
Yeah, yeah. Would you ever look at listing the company or going down that sort of track?
Yeah, that's something that we've discussed. Mm. It's debatable whether, that fund managers should be listed entities because of the potential volatility in the share price during, a market correction.
Does it also have an issue that there's too much focus on the shareholders and returns for them, which may then impact on the cost structure?
Yeah, that's another point, is that who are you looking after, the shareholders or the clients? So, it's probably a low probability, I'd say.
Oh, look, that's been excellent to get a bit of an update on what you're up, and thank you for coming in, Mike.
Pleasure.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.